Thank the Lord tonight for being here. This is our first time in my whole life. Yes, I do. I thank the Lord. As we left home 2 weeks ago, the Lord put a desire in our heart to come.
Thank the Lord.
And we really didn't know if it would work out. But the Lord woke us up through the night last night, and yesterday evening began to drop some scriptures into our mind. And I would say this is probably simple compared to what you've been hearing from Brother Sammons. I've heard that was a wonderful meeting. And we thank the Lord for the way that He's blessing Brother Sammons. It's an encouragement to us. He held a little service for us this morning down there with just a few of us. And I want you to know it was just exactly what we needed. Just exactly how the Lord had been dealing with us and talking to us, and how wonderful it is when the Spirit of the Lord can work in you and me at the same time. Amen. Thank the Lord. Well, we want to tell you that some of you we don't know. Maybe you don't know me. My name is Sister Maxine Busby, and we're from Oklahoma City. Some of you I only see at camp meeting or up around Guthrie when there's a meeting. And in a way, I count myself knowing you very well because we're saints. We're part of the family of God. Thank the Lord. We love the Lord tonight, and we feel that same love in you. Thank the Lord. We want you to know that our congregation carried a burden for you, for the whole congregation here during the time of your trial. And we felt that we were reaping part of the spoil when we got the word. I'll never forget it. We might not have been with you and at that moment, but I'll tell you, we were receiving a great blessing in our homes. We got the calls to at our homes. We weren't at services, but it was wonderful. And then we got on the phone. We have one individual in the congregation that when we have a prayer request, she has all of the numbers and she just calls the whole congregation and passes on the word, whatever it is. And I'll tell you, that was one time we were thrilled and happy. Oh, isn't the Lord good to us? Thank the Lord. Well, we believe that you were striving for the truth.
Amen.
We wanted to know tonight that we are striving for the truth as well. To all that we know and understand, and to all the light that the Lord shines upon our path, we intend to walk in it. We want you to pray for us. We have been in a hard battle ourselves. And the Lord has taught us many things in the last 3 weeks. Recent. He wants to take us to heaven. And I want you to know tonight, you've got to get your eyes off of men. If you ever make it to heaven. You cannot follow a man and expect to make heaven. So tonight we want to encourage the saints here. Look up. Keep your eyes on the Lord. You know, the Lord, the day Brother Hargrave passed, we were in a hard trial. In addition to being burdened for Brother Hargrave, I remember about on Friday morning, they called us about 6 o'clock for prayer for Brother Hargrave. He was very low at that time. We got down, Lorne Vance and I got down beside our bed early there in the morning. And the Lord came down and blessed us and just anointed the prayer. And it seemed as though the burden that we had was not so much for Brother Hargrave, but was for the church. We're in shaking times. And you can be shaken off. You need to hold on. But the Lord inspired a little song to Lorne Vance and me on Sunday morning, and we're not singers either. But occasionally the Lord will give us something. And it was the song of the upper window. Keeping your eye on the upper window. Looking up. Don't look around. Thank the Lord tonight. We have our eye looking up tonight. And we have victory. We're not discouraged. We intend to press the battle on. We appreciate the song that was sung tonight. I will have to tell you, it encouraged me in getting up. Being new and never having been here, I'm nervous. But we're depending on the Lord. We've been praying and seeking the Lord all afternoon, coming this way. We would like, if you will bear with us, to give our testimony before we begin.
Amen.
Want to testify how the Lord has led us in our life. We believe that the Lord has led unerring to the land we hold today. Thank the Lord. I guess I would have to go back to even as a child. I had a very tenderness toward the Lord, even as a child. I've always given credit to my great aunt who kept me and as having taught me the truth and put in my heart and taught me to love the truth and taught me the scriptures. And I still remember the song that my very, very first song that I ever learned or memorized totally. I've left all the world to follow Jesus. I was just a little girl, but I still remember her teaching me that song. My aunt had a great influence in my life. She was a true saint. And she taught me the truth. I remember one time as a little girl, maybe 4 years old. I'm not sure just exactly my age, but sometimes parents won't feel that it's all right for little girls to put on shorts around the house. And I had on a little pair of shorts. Maybe I was about four, maybe three. I don't know. I wasn't very old. But we went out for a drive and we went by my aunt's house and she came out to the car. And I remember I wanted so bad to find something to cover my legs. Even a little girl like that, I felt shame. This is the kind of influence that my aunt had in my life. And I appreciate that. Oh, thank the Lord for her tonight. Well, as I grew a little older, my aunt told me that the Lord showed her that someday I would preach the gospel. I did not want to hear that. I rejected that. And consequently, it was a hindrance to me down through my life because I would only allow myself to just get so close to the Lord. And through that knowledge that she said that and I had confidence in her life, I would back off. And I was up and down many times growing up. But my tenderness and the longing that I had for living for the Lord never left. Thank the Lord. So at the age of 30, I was saved to never give up again. Thank the Lord. As time went on and as I began to draw closer to the Lord, I reached that place again. And this also came up before me. And oh my, it was not easy. And then the thought came to me. It was during a meeting at Guthrie. And a thought came to me, this is the devil. All you need to do is consecrate to the work or to the ministry, and that's all it will take. I went to the altar. I did not tell them what I was consecrating to, but the Lord knew. I consecrated to the ministry. And when I did that, the Lord spoke to me, and I still remember it plainly. Where I lead you, I'll give you grace. And the burden lifted, and the joy and the peace remained. And I got up and went my way, and I was happy and contented. and was able to make progress for the Lord. But his spirit then came back. I thought that was the end. So the Lord, about 6 years ago, began to deal with me concerning the ministry again. It was a death I had to die. I felt I could not be called a woman minister, a woman preacher. There's a certain reproach that goes with that. I battled for this for 2.5-3 years. And then 4 years ago at Monarch, I made the final consecration.
Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Amen. You see, I'm going to reveal a little portion of myself tonight. I have in my character what could be a flaw. I could not stand for people to not like me. Even as a child, I would do anything to make sure that somebody liked me if they had something against me. I went out of my way, you know, and the Lord began to deal with me about that. And the Lord showed me that I was not always going to be liked if I was to obey Him. That there would be times that I would have to give something that would maybe step on someone's toes, and that they would not want to hear what the word said. And I must tell you, if ever there was a death I had to die, that was it. Well, I got up from there. I went back home. I had been exercising myself in a nursing home for about 5 years at that time. We had been going to 2 nursing homes there in Oklahoma City. And the Lord had been blessing and been teaching and giving me instructions, but I was not thinking it would end up actually in the call. But I went back home and I felt like I had a message. And I headed to Boley, Oklahoma to give it by myself.
Thank the Lord.
Little camp meeting. I knew there wouldn't be very many people there. All the way down there that morning, I said, Lord, if this is not your will, I want you to put a block in my path. I got down there. The Lord put a block in my path. I headed back home. Lord, why? The Lord began to speak to me before I got home, and the Lord said, your husband must consecrate to the work as well. I didn't tell him. That was in August. And I just began to pray, seek the Lord, and the Lord dealt with him. And he made that consecration to the work. I want to say tonight, the success of a minister, whether male or female, is in the consecration of the companion. The two of you must be as one in the ministry. I'm standing up here, yes, but my husband and I are one. We are a team. And to be a success in the ministry, the Lord showed me this, and I believe it with all my heart tonight. It's been proven to me, just no longer than we've been in the ministry, it's been proven to me that the Lord led us right. But the Lord dealt with him, and one day he came in, and he said, honey, he said, if the Lord calls you away from here, I'm ready to go. Well, every time I tell that, I want to cry. I hadn't thought of leaving. And I'm not saying the Lord won't call us away from where we are, but our consecration is in that way. Well, that was probably around November, December. And I didn't take the pulpit till the next May. I still had some things the Lord had to get out of my life. So I just wanted to testify to you how the Lord led us and how the Lord has called us. And by the grace of God, we intend to be a success for Him. We want to be hid behind the cross. We are nothing to look at tonight. And we are nothing. We are but an empty vessel, but we wish to be a vessel for the Lord. We wish to be a vessel of honor, and we need your prayers. We have just a little thought. We may not be up here too long. Sometimes you say that, and you're up there longer than you intend to be. But we want you to pray for us. We'd like for you to turn to Proverbs, the 3rd chapter. I'm going to read a few verses here. We want the Lord to give us direction. Many times when the Lord begins to flood our hearts with thoughts and scriptures, sometimes it's more scriptures than what is feasible for a message. We'd be up here far too long if we read everything that the Lord gave us. And so we seek the Lord for the Spirit to direct us, that we would not read more than what we should and not read less, but to give just what He would want us to have. So we'd like for you to turn to the 3rd chapter of Proverbs, and we'll read a few verses here. My son, forget not my law. Thank the Lord tonight for the law of the Lord. Oh, I love the law of the Lord tonight. It says in His word for us to hide His words in our hearts that we might not sin against the Lord. Thank the Lord. Oh, tonight we need to take His word and we need to just hide it down in our hearts, in our minds, that as the brother sang the song, it says He's living in me. And as I get up in the morning, as I go about my duties through the day, let the law of the Lord be your guide. Let the law of the Lord be the meditation of your mind. Let all of our affections be drawn in. Thank the Lord for the law of the Lord tonight. But it says, don't forget it. And it says, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Thank the Lord. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Oh, there's wisdom in taking the way of the Lord. Is there not? Yes, there is. Oh, we love the way that the Lord blesses our life. It is not a hard thing to serve the Lord. It is not just a bunch of rules of do's and don'ts. It is not bondage, but it is freedom, thank the Lord. But you have to taste and see that the Lord is good. You have to find out how precious He can be in your life and how much you can depend upon Him. And He is a faithful God, thank the Lord. But it says that the length of days and long life and peace. Oh, aren't those all the things that you want for tonight? Peace and long life, they add to thee. Thank the Lord. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck and write them upon the table of thine heart. Oh, tonight I have a burden upon my heart, not just for myself, but for the church as well, that there would be more mercy among us. You know, saints, we need more compassion for one another. We need to be sensitive to one another and to your needs. We need to have a greater love for one another. I believe this with all of our heart. If we have the kind of love that we need for one another and a sensitiveness to your needs, if you feel it, well, I tell the congregation there, I was preaching one time, and I told him, I said, I'm preaching to myself when I say these things. And I said, if you sense something in me, if I'm getting a little bit cool, you come to me and you pray for me. That's the kind of sensitiveness that we need to have for our brethren in the church. Not an eye of criticism and picking and biting and backbiting and all of these things. These are not the things that will work for peace. But it says we're not to let mercy or truth, thank the Lord, forsake thee. Oh, let's be sensitive to our brother's needs. Thank the Lord. So shalt thou find favor. Do you want favor tonight? I do. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Thank the Lord. And the reference on this says, you'll find success. It says, so shalt thou find favor and good success. Amen. Oh, I want a successful walk with the Lord. I want to be a successful saint for God. I believe you do too. And the Lord knows just how to get us to heaven. Thank the Lord. Yes, He will. Verse 5 is the scripture that's on my heart, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Oh, saints, tonight, let's not be divided in our heart. Let's trust the Lord with our whole heart. Oh, the Lord has been dealing with me about myself. He spoke to me one day. I was leaving school, and my heart was burdened, and I was in tears, and I was discouraged right at that moment. And I even said to the Lord, I said, Lord, I just feel like turning my back and walking away. And he spoke to me, and he said, I will let you. That's a fearful thing. Oh, it caused me to be fearful. I began to repent of that thing right there in the car. I said, Lord, I'll never say that again. I want you to walk with me. I want you to go before my face. Oh, saints, tonight, we can't be divided. We can't be wanting our own way. We can't be wanting it easier than what it is. We've got to be willing to be on the firing line if necessary. Thank the Lord. As I drove on home, I was crying to the point I could not stop. And the Lord spoke to me. See, the Lord will let you have your way. Yes. You contend for your way. He will let you have your way. He will not force you to take His way. No. We must keep ourselves submitted. The Lord spoke to me and said, I let a certain individual have their way. And then the Lord began to deal with me about me. I want to be sensitive to my brother's needs, but I want to be more sensitive about me.
Yes, Lord.
And the Lord spoke to me and said, if you will submit yourself wholly, I will bless you abundantly. And I will answer your prayers. What more could I ask for? Thank the Lord.
Yes.
Trust in the Lord with thy whole heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. You know, you and I today have a human mind, and we have human reasoning, and we could reason ourselves right out of some of these things if we lend ourselves. I've never seen a world more full of reasons as it is today. Human reasoning.
Yes.
Why? Why? Don't ask why. Do it anyway. Thank the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways. In part of thy ways. In all thy ways. Acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy path. Isn't that precious? Thank the Lord. I'd like to tell you of the time that the Lord made this scripture alive to me. It was 11 years ago, the 1st of September. I remember it as distinctly tonight as I did then. You know, when the Lord takes a scripture and He makes it alive to you, you don't forget it soon, do you? It stays there. Thank the Lord. Well, if you will bear with me, I will tell how the Lord made this one alive to me. We had just sold our house in August, and we were moving into a rent house and preparing to build a new home, something I had always wanted. And school was just starting. All three of our girls were in school. And it just seemed as though that everything was perfect. Ordinarily, when the girls started school, it seemed like that one of them, something would be wrong in the beginning of school, but it wasn't that way that year. Everything was just perfect. I wanted, as they would leave in the morning, I wanted to take that time to draw closer to the Lord. I took my Bible and my songbook each morning, and I would get down and pray and sing a song and read and just start off my day just with all of it. I didn't take just only a small scripture. I really took some time to read and pray and seek the Lord and sing some songs. And One morning the Lord gave me this scripture. It was so, I don't even remember the Lord ever doing that to me before that time, but it was as though the words stood out in the Bible. And as I got down to pray, and it was that way for several mornings, that scripture would come to me. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. And I would get down before the Lord, and I would say, Lord, what do you want me to trust you for? I knew it was something that the Lord was wanting me to trust him for. And in my human reasoning, I thought, oh, he wants me to trust him for building this house. My mind was full of all of that. And I thought, well, he wants me to trust him for that, and to save money and to know how to do it conservatively and all of these things. And so my prayer would always turn to that. But I knew the Lord wanted me to trust him for something. And then, as you know, we had our car wreck and our daughter was killed. And as the information was given to me that next morning that she was dead, this scripture came to my mind. This is what the Lord wanted me to trust him for. You know, the Lord wants us to trust him, trust his wisdom as well as his power and as well as his might. He knows what he's doing with your life and with mine. He may send hard places in your life, but oh, he wants it to turn for good tonight. Do you believe that? Do you believe it with your whole heart? That if the Lord sees fit to reach down into your home and take a child out, that he's doing it for a purpose and a reason, and he means it to turn for good in your life. That's exactly what it did for us. My husband got saved after that. Thank the Lord. Oh, it took something like that for him to turn. And he can testify to you today that many times the Lord had dealt with him to be saved. He had been backslidden for several years, 10, 11, 12 years, something like that. But the Lord had tried to deal with him through different afflictions in his body, and he always just seemed to get out of it by going to the doctor and so forth. The Lord, when Lauren Vance received the information that night that she had passed, he said, this is of the Lord. He knew that this thing was of the Lord. Trust in the Lord. He won't do you wrong. He won't be disappointed. Oh, you may have to shed some tears, and you may have to go through some hard places, but it says if you'll acknowledge him in all of thy ways, he'll lead you in your life. He'll allow your life to be on the path that will take you to heaven. Thank the Lord. We love the Lord tonight. We have no resentment. He led unerring to the land we hold today. And we appreciate all of the things that he put in our life. But I want to bring it down to our everyday living now. Trusting in the Lord. You know what trust means? I have a little definition here on that, and I'd like to read it. It says faith, confidence, reliance, assurance. Trust is an absolute and unquestioning resting on that which is trusted. Unquestioning. Can tonight your trust be without question? Oh, I can just cast myself out like a chip on the sea, you might say, and not worry whether I would go down or sink or swim. I can just trust. You know, we have confidence, and confidence sounds like trust, but confidence is something that is built by something that somebody has done. Like, I have confidence in you because I've seen the fruits in your life. I don't trust you, but I have confidence because I've seen that you love the Lord. I have confidence also in the Lord because he has done this, this, and this for me. You can look back over your life tonight and you'll be able to pinpoint and put your finger on things that the Lord has absolutely done for you personally. It builds confidence. It also builds trust. But trust goes a little bit farther than just confidence. It is something that we do without question. We don't draw back because the hard places come. We go on without question. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord tonight that he can inspire the kind of trust that that will take us to heaven.
Yes,
thank the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. In all thy ways, I'd like to talk a little bit about acknowledging the Lord. I feel that the Lord has taught us something just of late on this scripture. You know, in order for a scripture to mean something to you, the Lord sometimes has to bring you to a place to learn what it means. In all thy ways. You know, as you know, we have been down to the tip end of Florida for Brother Hargrave's funeral. I will always look back on this 2-week period as the trip that the Lord ordered. I have never been on a trip like it. It has, from the beginning to the end, if I told you everything that the Lord has done for us this 2 weeks, it would probably take too long and you might not even understand everything. The Lord has blessed us abundantly in small things and in great things. From the very moment we left our house, I tell you, we just thank the Lord. But I wanted you to know that the Lord had been dealing with me about this scripture, acknowledging Him in everything. And I want to encourage us in our daily life to begin to acknowledge the Lord. What does that mean, to acknowledge the Lord? Seek Him for help in everything. Keep your mind on the Lord in everything. You're not going to lose your mind. Your mind will be expanded.
Amen.
Your spirit will grow.
Amen.
You will reap the benefits.
Yes, thank the Lord.
Of the power of God in your life. Thank the Lord. Oh, we appreciated the Lord this past 2 weeks. We feel that the Lord has been nearer to us than ever before.
Thank the Lord.
We begin our mornings going along in the car. I do that at home too. It's not that it was anything new to us to go along and pray in the car. Sister Catherine, bless her heart, she's been, Sister Catherine Williams, I don't know if you all know her, all of you, but she has been such a blessing in my life, and she has been one that has given me the kind of instruction that I needed. And any time you take Sister Catherine anywhere, you don't get very far until she doesn't waste time going along in a car. She starts saying, what kind of prayer request do you have? And it's not long till she starts praying, and we pray all the way wherever we're going. I know someone that she has ridden with, and they had children, and her children were fussy. They were old enough not to be. And she just started praying for those children right in front of them, and it calmed them down. Thank the Lord. Sister Catherine is one that has taught us that you can pray anywhere. Thank the Lord. And that's one thing that we've tried to learn from her. And as we would go along in the car, and if we felt the need for prayer, we just began to pray. Every morning the Lord seemed to anoint our prayer, and we just told the Lord what we needed for that day, and the Lord just brought those things into our life. Oh, listen, I tell you, the Lord is concerned about your daily living. He's concerned first about your soul. Oh, I also want to tell you that it was last night, I'm about to get my days all mixed up, but our little granddaughter was sick yesterday and vomiting and all of that. And as we were getting ready for bed that night, we were praying just about our duties. I mean, we weren't just down on our knees. We were just talking to the Lord as we walked around there. And we said, oh, Lord, you've been so good to us. We hardly feel that we can ask you for one more thing. And the Lord spoke so plain to me, and He said, ask.
Thank the Lord.
Oh, I don't think I'll ever forget that. It was so real. He just came right back to me. He said, you ask. Thank the Lord. So we went into the to the little sofa where she was asleep, and those that were there, I told them what the Lord had just spoke to us, and I said, let's get down and pray and ask. And in our prayer, every time we came to that word, Lord, we ask you, we emphasized it. You know, tonight, the Lord wants you to ask. It says, ask and you shall receive. Oh, the Lord blessed us with the song that was here this morning in our little service, 318, ask and ye shall receive. It says, see the great promises, brother. Are they so hard to believe? He's been so faithful. Does the sun come up every morning? Yes. Does it go down every night? Yes. He's just that faithful. God is not going to draw back, and his promises are there. All we have to do is believe and claim the promises. Oh, it's so simple and yet so hard for some of us to get hold of. Acknowledging him in all thy ways. Oh, Lord, I was thinking about how we can acknowledge him. The housewife, as she goes about her duties and things work well, acknowledge him. Lord, we thank you that you helped the vacuum cleaner not to break. Have you ever had it break and you pray for it and it work? Oh, I'll tell you, isn't that wonderful? That's happened before. The Lord is able to fix your appliances. I've had the Lord do little things like that for me. You brethren, as you go to your job, are you acknowledging the Lord every day that you go and come and you don't have a wreck? What a blessing it is, acknowledging him because he wants to direct your path. Just say, Lord, thank you for this. On your job, and when you meet the trials, and we're living in a vile world. We're living in a world where the women are bold and where the women are ungodly.
Oh, Lord,
do you thank the Lord, acknowledging him when you were victorious? Thank the Lord.
Oh, thank God.
I'd like to testify a little bit more.
Bless the Lord.
Could I have a drink, please, someone?
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I have to drink. My husband works on a... What? That's okay. My husband works on a job with several women in an office. And... he's an auditor for second-class mail at the U.S. Post Office. And when he took that job, they informed him that he would have to take one of these women with him out on the job. We began to pray. Thank the Lord for prayer. Prayer changes things. I think he might have taken one or two of them out, maybe a couple of times, something like that, but the ones he took were relatively modest. There's some in there that are not. Saints, I pray for my husband. He's a man. And you need to pray for your husband. When he's on a public job, you hold him up in prayer. Because the enemy is out to set a snare for his feet. And that's how we pray. We say, Lord, you keep him. Keep him saved and sanctified so that he can be able to be used. Did you know the enemy would like very much for him to fall? Yes. We could no longer be a team like this. The work of the Lord would be hindered. Oh, it's important for the companions to be equally holy, living pure, that their prayers be not hindered. Thank the Lord. Well, the Lord just blessed us so much in his job about those things, but we were acknowledging the Lord daily about that. And then one day he had to go down to another town, and it was a woman postmaster down there. And we thought, well, this time we'll just have to submit. Well, the reason, let me back up just a minute. The reason we were being so particular about this is important. Don't scoff at anything like this. This is important, for the scripture says for us to shun the very appearance of evil.
Yes, amen.
And he felt that if he was seen out riding with the woman, it was appearance of evil.
Yes.
If he crossed some of the saints and they saw him with another woman, that wouldn't look good, even though it's on the job. We just felt that the Lord would honor us by praying about this. Well, then he had to go down to do an audit at another post office in another town, and it was a woman postmaster. And so that time we just prayed, Lord, now you just give him grace, and you just don't allow anything to be there that would set a snare for him. But thank the Lord. You know what the Lord did for him? Sit a man in there too. He didn't have to be alone with the woman. See what will happen to you. The Lord wants to direct your path. Acknowledge him in your daily walk. And he'll direct your path. Thank the Lord. Oh, the Lord's been so good to him about his job. And then there was a position that came open in the office. And Lauren Vance, we were praying for a man to get that position so that he would have a man to go out with on the job. And I was in Arkansas at that time. It was just in August. And he called me down there and he said, now, this job is coming up for bid tomorrow. And he said, there is a man that's going to bid on it. Let's pray tonight that he will get it.
Yes.
Saints, that man got it.
Thank the Lord.
Yes, acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he shall direct thy path. Thank the Lord. Oh, we love the Lord tonight. Don't be afraid to ask for some of these things. He wants to direct your life. He wants to keep you from the snare of the fowler. In Jesus' name, he wants to do that. It says the great promises. See the great promises. Are they so hard to believe? How can you doubt the dear Savior? Why don't you just ask? Just ask. Ask and ye shall receive. Thank the Lord. It says, open the kingdom of heaven. Jesus, all bounty will give. He can change things just for you and for me.
Praise the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Just ask. I'd like to testify too that we got down and prayed for our little granddaughter, and Brother Sammons was there, and we had prayer. She just threw up, I think, one more time after that. Wasn't sick the rest of the night. Oh, it was such a blessing. Just ask, he said. Ask, my brother and sister, for all you need, believe. Ask the bountiful giver.
Yes, amen.
Ask and you shall receive. Thank the Lord. If there's a want in your bosom, you have a need tonight, you don't have to go away without it being filled. Isn't that precious?
Yes, it is.
Father will fill it, believe.
Yes, Lord.
Do you need knowledge and wisdom? Ask. Thank the Lord. Ask and you shall receive. The Lord really blessed that song to me. We appreciate it. But we want to go on just a little bit farther by the help of the Lord. We want to say that it sounds simple to believe only, but it goes a little bit deeper. In order for the Lord to answer your prayers, you're going to have a pure and a holy life.
Amen.
Now, I want to say that I definitely believe that the Lord can bless the sinner man too. The scripture says that he that honoreth me, I will honor. And he won't back up on his word. And if there is a sinner man out there that has honored the Lord in whatever capacity and whatever way that he does, God will not let that go without notice. You know, the Lord is not going to be in debt to any man. Have you ever thought about it? He will never be in debt to any man. When that man, whoever it is, or woman, stands before him They will have no charge against God that you failed to hear my prayer or help me at whatever time. But he that honoreth me, I will honor. I'd like for us to turn to 2 Chronicles and read a scripture. One that the Lord has blessed me with, the 16th chapter, about the 9th verse. It says, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong."
Yes, amen.
Thank the Lord. Well, we don't want to end right there. We believe that the Lord does that for mankind. I believe that with all my heart. But there's something else here. It says he shows himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. You know, Brother Sammons was talking with Lauren Vance and me. We were all together a few days there. We were trying to express to him our 2 weeks away from home and how the Lord had blessed us. And he was saying that the way that we are able to approach the Lord is when we have confidence in our own life. When you know that your life is clear. No doubt, you haven't covered up something. You haven't hid something. You haven't brushed something aside and said, that's not important. But you've kept your life in check. And it made me think of a scripture. Let's turn over and read this scripture. It's in 1 John. I believe it was read in our little service this morning also. Maybe not the whole scripture. 1 John, the 3rd chapter, starting about the 20th verse. "For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not." This isn't a person that's deceived. There are people that are deceived and their hearts do not condemn them. This is a person that is sensitive to the Spirit of the Lord. Sensitive in every area of their life. Has been acknowledging the Lord in every area of their life. Beyond the daily trials and tests and problems that they face in their secret life. This is a person that is in that place. "Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence." There's the secret tonight in being led of his Spirit, in walking daily, acknowledging him, is keeping our heart perfect before him. Thank the Lord. "Then have we confidence toward God." Verse 22, it says, "And whatsoever we ask," whatsoever we ask. How many times has the enemy hindered our faith? How many times have we ourselves hindered our own faith by not being as careful in our life? Oh, Lord, I want to be more careful than I've ever been. I want to draw closer to him.
Yes.
You know, there's a scripture that says, "Search me, O Lord, and see if there's any wicked way in me." That scripture says, the reference on that says, "See if there's any way of pain." Is there something in my life that's going to cause pain to myself or to my family or to the saints? Or what is this way of pain going to hinder the truth from being passed on to the next generation? That's a way of pain. Living true. Living holy. Living straight.
Yes,
thank the Lord. This isn't too hard. Thank the Lord. "Whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments." This is the key tonight to getting our prayers answered. acknowledging Him in all of our ways so that He can direct our paths, but also keeping all of His commandments, obeying His statutes, His laws. Statutes and laws sounds like the very same thing, but one of them is a little more, just a little closer. Obedience. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Let us find out. What are those things that are pleasing in His sight? Verse 23 I want to include. And this is His commandment, that we believe. That we believe on His name. And that we love one another.
Amen.
See how important it is tonight that we learn to be sensitive to our brother.
Amen.
It's going to go back to whether I get my prayers answered.
Yes.
Acknowledging Him in all my life, so that He can direct my path. But also believing in His name and loving the brethren. Thank the Lord. And love one another as He gave us commandment. You know, when Jesus was talking to His disciples before He went away, before He went to the cross, He says, I give you a new commandment. It had not been given up to that time. The people that lived under the old law did not have the ability to love like you and I can tonight.
Right.
You and I, in our own strength, in our own power and might, our nature, if we follow self, is to take revenge.
Yes.
If we are wronged, is to take revenge. That's human nature. But when we come down to a place and we find ourselves in a place where we could take revenge and we cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, put your love in my heart for this individual. There's a power there that supersedes what the human can do, thank the Lord. And we're able to love the individual that has crossed us. Genuinely love. This is not just talk. This is not just words tonight. This is a reality because He gave the commandment. It would be unfair for Him to give us a commandment such as this and then it not be possible. But it is so tonight that we love one another. Thank the Lord. Believe on His name and love one another. Scripture says over in Romans, all things work together for good.
Yes,
to them that love the Lord and to them who are called according to His purpose. We all probably quote that at some time or another. When things come our way and it's not exactly like we like, we have to quote that. But you know, when we get our feelings involved and we get a little bit hurt, are we able then to say, that works for my good too? Yes. I know. The Lord has brought us through it.
The Lord.
Another song. He will hide me. The Lord spoke these words to me again last night, and this isn't the first time. Enemies may strive to injure. Satan all his arts employ. He will turn what seems to harm me into everlasting joy. This is what the Lord wants for you and me. But it starts back here at acknowledging Him in all of our ways so that He can direct our path. If He's the one that is directing you tonight and you come upon a place where you have disappointments and hurts and there's going to be those times, The song also says, number 300, I quoted part of it a while ago, but oh, this one has been my testimony also, and no doubt yours as well. I am not unique. This is simply the walk of the Lord. I can see far down the mountain where I wandered weary years, often hindered on my journey by the ghost of doubts and fears, broken vows and disappointments. We're human beings tonight, and we're going to be disappointed. There's going to be broken vows. There's going to be individuals who will lay this thing down, who will fail. But is it going to give you a reason to fail? No. Let us be strong. Let us acknowledge Him in all of our life so that when we come to those places, He's still directing our path and He's giving us power and grace to overcome, thank the Lord. And it says, broken vows and disappointments thickly sprinkled all the way, but the Spirit led unerring to the land I hold today. You can have victory tonight. You don't have to go down because somebody else does. If you are disappointed and He's leading your life, He's able to give you grace and power and strength, and you can come out of it on the other side. And you can say with the scripture there, all things work together. I'm able to see where I need to draw closer here, and the Lord can give you the victory. The Lord did that for us. That's our testimony tonight also, and we thank Him for it. We want to praise Him for it. You know the scripture, the song said there, it said, the one that we just quoted a little bit ago, that which was to harm me is turned. I was thinking on the way up here about Joseph. When Joseph was sold by his brothers, that was a hard thing. You just put yourself in Joseph's place. That would be a hard thing for your own blood brother to sell you as a slave. And then all of the things that he had to go through. But it turned out for good. Yes, it took years. And in your life and mine, sometimes it may take years for you to see the end result of what the Lord has in mind for you. But you just keep on. And the end result will come. Thank the Lord. I believe this is all that the Lord would have us to give. We love the Lord tonight. There's a scripture which is also a song that says, I know in whom I have believed that He is able to keep that which I have committed. If you've committed yourself to the Lord tonight wholly, if you've been acknowledging Him in your path in all things, He'll direct your path. You'll make heaven. Thank the Lord. We want you to pray for us. I thought about what the brother said over here about the older ones, and that someday you'll find yourself one of the older ones. I'm finding myself there too. Yes. I want to see the end of my life with victory. Yes. I don't want to be a disappointment to the saints. Let's pray for one another. Yes. Be sensitive to one another. Let's support one another with our love. Yes. You pray for us that we'll be faithful, and we want to thank you all for the warmth that we have felt here. We have enjoyed being with everyone, and we do plan to leave right after the service and head on home. But we want you to pray for us that we'll have a safe trip.
Yes, Lord.
And we want you to pray for our congregation too. We have our trials. We have our problems. But we're still trusting the Lord. And we desire you all to remember us. Like when you take prayer requests, say, pray for the Oklahoma City congregation. They need help. You pray for us that we'll be faithful.